USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today could be the busiest day of the year for airports across the country. The group Airlines for America says nearly 3 million travelers are expected to fly today and tomorrow. Holiday traffic congestion will reach its peak in several major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. One thing to remember if you are flying...
The rule of thumb is this. If you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, then it should go into your check bag.
That's Lisa Farbstein with the TSA. Moderate Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's disturbed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is coordinating with the White House regarding President Trump's impeachment trial. Murkowski told an Anchorage, Alaska TV station that when McConnell made the remark, she felt it further confused the process. Murkowski is one of the Republicans in the Senate who has voted against the White House in the past. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivery. Delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Israeli Defense Forces launched airstrikes on Hamas after a rocket attack forced Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end a speech. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech when he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is dropping. The Labor Department is reporting the number of claims dropped 13,000 last week. That makes a seasonally adjusted total 222,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom are trading barbs over the growing homeless crisis in California. Newsom is blaming the President's Department of Housing and Urban Development, led by Secretary Ben Carson, for the rise in homelessness. Meanwhile, the President is saying the governor is doing a bad job taking care of the homeless problem that's going on in his state. Former California Assemblyman Chuck DeVore used to live in California, and he moved to Texas, and he tells Fox News,
"This problem is Gavin Newsom's problem. This problem is the problem of the left and the progressives in California. They can blame President Trump and climate change all they want. All they're doing is desperately trying to shift blame away from their own failed policies. It's not working. California is dying."
Police are still trying to piece together what all happened as a woman was fatally stabbed in Philadelphia on Christmas. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
There was a brutal stabbing in Philadelphia in front of six children that claimed the life of a 35-year-old woman early on Christmas. Police Chief Inspector Scott Small says the children say the incident started inside and then ended up out on the street.
When police arrived on location, they found a 35-year-old female laying on the highway. She was stabbed multiple times in her abdomen. There was a 33-year-old male standing over her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.